At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour, funk football Friday. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes from right now, maybe more like 16 or 17 minutes. I want to be exact. Because we love talking to Greg Cassell from NFL Films. He's always a guy that we talk to leading into the draft, but we wanted to get him in here ahead of the NFL season as well, get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons,
yes.
Certainly with the big loss of Caleb McGarry and what he thinks that means for the offense, and then some other general NFL conversation with Greg Cassell as well in about 16 minutes from right now. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. All you got to do is call us up and ask, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in a few minutes as well.
I forgot what I was about to. Ryan Day. We're talking about like Ryan Day has like matte black hair.
Yes,
matte black, like shoe polish black hair.
That's right.
Yes,
like, and his beard and his hair always look the exact same.
Yes,
every single game, every single press conference. To the point where, yeah, you have to wonder what's he putting in it.
But yeah, because
what's the product?
He goes there, but no, that's why I just saw him. But you know, when I and it's obviously all teams have fan bases. Some fan bases are more weird than others, and because of where we are right now and social media, and you get the algorithm thing. Carolina Panthers fans are funny.
Okay,
they're so funny when they're going at Falcon fans, and I'm here for it because I'm just thinking about like y'all sorry as hell.
Also,
yeah, you know what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all sorry as hell. Like the thing was
what I saw yesterday.
We knocked y'all out of the playoffs. Well, technically, no, you didn't.
Yeah, technically, no.
No, you
the
didn't.
Falcons knocked themselves out of the playoffs by losing the week before.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, they sleeping on us. I there's certain fan bases that I just laugh at, and Carolina's one of them. For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I know because they had a nice run when Cam was there. It was great, blah, blah, blah.
And even before that, they went to a Super Bowl with DeLone.
But I don't know what it is about now that I just laugh at them. Like, really? Carolina Panthers, huh? Y'all are really talking trash like that. And then you're talking trash to the Falcons fans. And, I mean, y'all both recently went to Super Bowls. Both got
shot. Yeah, like back-to-back years. Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? So how are you propping yourself up above them? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Atlanta, Charlotte. There's no comparison.
Well, there's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, there's no comparison there.
But I was just, I was like, oh, okay. Y'all are really feeling y'all.
I will say, though, like, if you're going to talk trash and you're a Panthers fan to anybody, who are you talking trash to?
I don't know. Like who's
in division,
right? Who's the Panthers rival?
I mean, I think they view the Falcons that way.
But they're not.
They're not. The Falcons and the Saints
don't view them that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
one that's. That's always sad, you know, when it's like that. Because that happens in college football quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, they're you view them as your biggest rival, but they view somebody else as their biggest rival, and they always beat you.
Yeah, I was just curious about
that. Not that we're talking specifically about anybody.
Falcons and Panthers aren't rivals. Mm-mm. But anyways, but hey, Again, root for your team however you want. But it's just funny. It was just funny. It caught my eye yesterday.
I will say, I agree with every part of that except for one little part. Every fan base is weird, and every fan base is crazy.
I definitely we are all in on that part right there. But I just found a funny thing, and they were trying like, "Oh, we knocked y'all out. That's why y'all are bitter. Falcons sleeping on us." I'm like, no, they're not.
They did put 44 on them in the final week of the season.
I mean, their quarterback put it. The quarterback turned around.
He did the Steph Curry.
Did
the
Steph Curry on them. Yes, they beat that ass last year.
Yeah, it's
been horrible times up there. Mm-hmm. But still, I don't know. Look,
at the end of the day. You live in Charlotte.
Yes.
Right? I'm headed up there after the show.
I know.
I'm on my way to Charlotte in an hour.
Here come the Bunkers.
And I can't wait.
I know you can't.
I love it up there. You know, the reason I joke about hating it so much is because I love it so much.
Is she in the car?
Yeah. I am actually. I will say this. Full transparency and honesty. I am actually very excited about this trip because I didn't get to go with them last time. They went and saw her brother's new house up there.
Okay, that's right. Jake got a new house.
Yeah, Jake moved there, and their little baby, Cameron, my nephew.
Right.
I get to go see my nephew today, which is really fun.
So funny.
That part is true. And I am excited.
Somebody
about
asked
that.
Me AMA. I was out though. They're like, "Hey man, I want to call him." But I got AMA, and I was like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Which one of your wives would not let you hang out with the other?" I was like, "Huh?" He was like, "You and Andy." He was like, "Got wives, right?" He was like, "Say, for instance, like we wanted to hang out. Who wife would have a problem with us hanging out?" I was like, "That way, our wives would have no problem with it." So he's like, "Well, didn't you get drunk and fell down the stairs with Andy?" I was like, "Yeah, Andy was at my home, and we had a whole lot to drink at my home." Mm-hmm. And yes, I fell down the basement steps. That wasn't Andy's fault. I just didn't turn the light on.
It was like a little bit.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Yeah, but
and
I was like,
neither one of our wives will have a problem with us hanging out.
No.
Because our wives love each other and also love us,
yeah.
too. But we are bad influences on each other.
Yes, sometimes. We are. But it's a fun
But a good bad influence.
It's a good bad because good, bad last time we were together, like – it was not the Braves game. Last time it was just me and you. And I was like, you ready to go? And he's like, no. I was like, me either. Me either. What you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. No, that was funny. I was like, no, I didn't fall. I fell down the stairs of the basement, busted my whole hand up. But I was going down to get something and didn't turn the light.
I didn't trip
It just yet. Happened that you were there and we were drinking a whole lot of
I was talking you into taking too many shots of Tito's.
Yeah, and I was like, hell, I'm at home. Why not? Let's just drink these damn things up.
You're not going anywhere. What could happen?
Nothing. I'll be falling down the stairs in the basement. There's nothing.
Man, we're having a good time.
We're having a great time.
We're living the damn dream.
But that was funny how you said that. Didn't you fall down the stairs last time? technically, yeah.
You know, you bring up a good point. You bring up a strong point, AMA question asker. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. There we go. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying?
It's a light-up
quarter. So is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. And I'm like, wow. What's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day in my life. So that's kind of new to me.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, my wife was listening and texted back. She said the more likely thing is you and me would not want them to hang out.
No, because
they would buy chainsaws.
They would buy chainsaws
and book trips to France.
Yes.
So that's
easily.
Actually true.
Easily.
We're more worried about them hanging out than they are worried about us hanging out, which is a great point.
Yes.
For my lovely
easily.
Wife. So that's Deion Sanders talking about Colorado fans smoking weed in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean it's legal.
It is.
I don't know if it's legal in the stadium.
Probably
but
not.
It's legal in
but it's legal in Colorado.
It's legal in Colorado.
I bet they have less fights in their student section.
It could be.
Than
it,
most
I'm,
other
I'm,
schools
I'm just, I'm
that
so,
don't do that.
I'm so anxious to watch. I mean, obviously, I think Texas will win this football game. But, like, I want to see the new Colorado without Shedeur and Travis. I want to see how it goes. We do know that Juju's not going to be the starter, but he wants to get him in. I think it's more or less if they're winning comfortably, you get him in. Or if the starting quarterback gets hurt.
Or if he gets hurt, or if he plays really bad.
Or he plays
bad.
Really, really bad. Then he'll put the young boy in the game. But I think a lot of times when you view that, you want to you don't want to just throw him in there.
Yeah. The kid, Caden Salter, who is going to be the starter.
He's a Liberty guy.
Yeah, has started, I think, two seasons in college football before. So a little bit more seasoning there to come in with a lot of the change in Colorado. You bring up a good point, though, just in terms of like, obviously, what has happened at Colorado over the first two years there has been incredible.
Yeah.
Like the attention and the brand, and obviously the Heisman Trophy that Travis Hunter won last year, and like you know, the value that's been added to that program and that community because of all of the attention.
Yes.
But now it's kind of going to be a fun test of like, all right, well, those guys are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now Deion Sanders, the football coach, has to rebuild or build or however you want to put it. The next phase of his program.
Yeah, I mean, because he got players.
Because that's what this is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know we talk about Deion a lot of different ways and differently sometimes, but it's like, at the end of the day, this guy's a head coach of a big-time college football program. Now we get to see what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, and people, like, I think, you know, the pundits or whatever want to look at it from, well, we kind of thought he was going to leave after his son left. And, like, you know, because he's been coaching Shedeur since, like Pee-wees.
Right.
It's always been Shedeur's coach. Everywhere he's coached, Shedeur has been his quarterback. And so, yes, yeah, it's always going to be something different. But I think, you know, with his coaching staff, and he has a hell of a staff, man. He just brought on B. Left. Obviously, Marshall Faulk there. We know Big Sap.
Warren Sapp, right?
I mean, they got a lot of good players. My thing is, like, because Scott Linehan's still the OC. I love me some Scott Linehan. But I don't – can he keep it going? Because Deion don't got a lot of patience with his coordinators, you know. But I think, you know – I think they lose. I did pick Georgia Tech to win that game. But my another thing, because it is because we're off Monday, and so are a lot of NFL teams. A lot of people are going back to see their coaches and going back to see their schools and everything. It's out of trouble.
Don't get in trouble on campus
and everything like that. You know, you're back. You know, make the 53. You got to go back and show off. You know, come in the NFL team issue gear and everything on the side. Don't get in trouble.
Problem is, all those guys have NIL money. So,
depending
on where you got drafted or selected, or they might have more money than you.
Don't come back there flexing.
Don't get in trouble.
Don't come back with no pocketbook. And if I see another grown man with a pocketbook claiming it's a bag,
I know, Randy. I think this might be one of those ones we have to just not understand.
Yeah, man.
Just accept and not understand.
It's a pocketbook, man.
It's a purse.
It's a pocketbook, purse.
It's a purse.
It ain't no bag. Yeah. Bro.
I don't care if it costs $17,000.
That don't change. That don't change the wording.
Yeah, you're wearing a purse.
It's a pocketbook.
Yeah.
Right.
So
just letting you know,
we're in agreement on that.
Yeah,
one. But it's a thing.
I just saw a cat down there in Collins Square. I was like, and he was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
They got them two little handles on it with the strap, and it's and you can just fit your cell phone in it.
Yeah,
it's a pocket.
A cell phone and some Werther's Originals.
Yeah, that's it. That's
somebody's grandma's bag.
No, or them little strawberry candies.
Oh yeah,
and the candies with the wrap with the strawberry.
The wrapper looks like a strawberry, and then the middle is chewy.
Yeah, chewy. Yeah, that right there.
Disgusting.
That's ain't nothing worth that and grandma bottom of the pocketbook peppermint.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got like lint on it, mm-hmm. and it's like melted to the paper.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's always the loosest wrapper, too.
It's the worst.
Right? It's like she rewrapped it.
Yeah, like grandma. Like, is this the piece that you took out like 6 months ago
and put it back in
that you give me right now?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. We all grew up in different places, but we all had similar experiences.
Everybody had that grandma peppermint.
Everybody's grandma's bag.
That grandma bag peppermint.
Has that stuff in it.
It's in about like 13 used tissues. 13 used tissues.
All right. Greg Cosell is going to join us next. NFL Films, NFL Network analyst. The guy breaks down film, all right?
Film.
He watches it. He grinds it.
He's a film guy.
The man grinds tape, okay? We're going to pick his brain about it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
My bad, dog.
I'm starting to worry, man. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to be partial. Impartial.
I try to be partial.
Partially impartial.
Yeah, you have been very impartial this week.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came to your senses there at the end of that break.
I can't say what I said, though.
You can't say exactly what you said, but you could just say, you know, you're a fan. You're a Georgia.
Yeah.
You're a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah.
Colorado plays Georgia Tech tonight.
Yeah. I pick Tech, but talking all nice about Tech all week is really making me nauseous.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we were going to be able to make it to two on Friday.
Yeah,
without mentioning that.
It's making me nauseous. And it wasn't that gas station sushi ate last night.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, man. I made that mistake.
All right. We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. You can ask Randy about that and other decisions we've made. Phone lines will be open. You can ask us anything, as always. But before we do any of that, Greg Cosell joins us from NFL Films as well as NFL Network to talk about Falcons and everything going on in the league ahead of the start of the season next week. Greg, how are you?
GC.
Guys, how are you? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Good to hear your voice. I know we normally talk during draft time, but we're looking forward to this conversation as well. Let me ask you about this, because this is the most recent news with the Falcons. Their right tackle, Caleb McGarry, is going to be out for the year. Backup tackle, Storm Norton, is also going to be out for a while as well. What do you think those losses due to this offense?
Well, I think they mean a lot. I mean, you know, McGarry's been a starter from pretty much day one when he came out of college. So now you're playing with a backup, and in this case, it's the blind side. So, and you're dealing with a quarterback that does stay in the pocket and wait for things to develop. You know, he's not one who leaves the pocket early. He makes a lot of late in the down, big time throws. That's kind of the way he plays the position. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see on that. But, you know, I at this point, I never like to say things are an issue or a problem because you don't know. It's just a question.
Right. GC, how do you think they counter with that? Because, I mean, you look at where the Falcons were. They were one of the top 11 personnel groupings in the league. How do you think they go about, you know, trying to figure out a way not to lose, help with protection, but not to lose a guy out in the route?
That's a great question because, you know, Bijan Robinson is a really, really good receiver. He's actually a great pass protector as well, but you don't want to live your life with him not being part of your route concepts. I guess that's something they're going to have to find out. You know, I don't know if we know the answer to that right now. You know, obviously their week one opponent is Todd Bowles and Tampa, and you know you're going to get a ton of pressure. Mm-hmm. So that's a different animal in and of itself in the way you have to think about pass protection. But you know, you'd really like to be in a situation where you can send five out and not have to worry about it. But as I said, you don't know that right now. And that could be opponent specific, depending, you know, on who you're playing in a given week.
I know there was only three games of film to watch on Penix from last year, but I know you've seen his college.
I've watched them.
His college stuff as well. And of course you have. What do you think that he brings to this offense that Kirk Cousins didn't?
Well, you know, at this point in time, and I'm being honest, I think Penix is the quarterback. Let's talk about him,
sure.
You know, because he's the guy. And I liked what I saw. I liked him coming out. I liked what I saw of him in the three games. One of the things I thought he did really well, and, you know, this is something with rookie quarterbacks, you're never sure, I thought he showed he could take his pre-snap look of the defense into the post-snap phase with clarity, and he can make aggressive throws within timing and structure. You know, he's got an NFL mentality already for what are viable throws, you know, because there's a difference between college football and NFL football, and he just has an innate sense of viable throws that you have to turn loose at the NFL level.
GC, what do you think of when we talk about the defense right now, because they're so young, and mainly we know that yesterday Rob was talking about, you got two, and nowadays we include the nickel corner as a starter now. Tell me about some of the challenges playing in Briggs' defense with these two young players.
Yeah, it's funny. I did Billy Bowman. I evaluated him coming out, and I saw him as a safety. Obviously, he's going to be the slot corner. I like the style with which he played. In fact, in my notes when I finished watching him, I thought of him just stylistically. Yeah, I hope people understand I'm not saying he's exactly this guy, but I thought stylistically, I kind of thought of him as a Tyrann Mathieu Buda Baker style of player, because he was, you know, athletic, explosive. He was aggressive downhill. Like I said, not a direct comparison. So, they're obviously playing him in slot corner, and he won the job. So, you know, obviously they believe he can cover slot receivers, because that's part of playing slot corner. So we'll see. But then Xavier Watts on the back end with Jesse Bates, and he's another player I really, really like coming out of college. So they're going to give the two rookies a shot. And again, I'm sure some teams will go after them and make them think through the game. But that's part of being a rookie, as you know.
What about the other two? Because, I mean, obviously, James Pierce Jr., he's been talked about a lot. Jalen, we have not gotten to see about it. I know we talked about to you around draft day about the edge rushers. How do you feel about them so far?
Well, that was clearly a weakness, Randy, as you know. You know, you guys are down there. A weakness was rushing the quarterback with four. And they played a lot of man coverage, as you know. Now, we'll see if that continues. But, you know, you have to be able to rush the quarterback. You'd love to be able to rush with four and not have to worry about pressure. Every team would love to rush with four. Then you have seven in coverage, and you've got the numbers advantage. I think these are two guys. You know, Pierce looks the part. I remember seeing him at the combine and couldn't believe sort of his body type, because he was very thin. But he's 6'5". He can probably put on some weight. He did show that, you know, good pass rush, you know, good tools in his toolbox as a pass rusher in college. So we'll see if he's ready to play. Jalen Walker is an interesting guy to me, because he doesn't really have any length to him, but he's super intense, super competitive, very aggressive. He's got some strength, and he does have some quickness and explosiveness, but he just, you know, not a lot of guys at 6'1", 240, in the league historically are great pass rushers. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're going to find out. And I thought his college tape that he was a better edge pass rusher than he was a stack backer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he was drafted to rush the quarterback.
Greg Cosell joining us here from NFL Films, talking Falcons, and we'll try to get to some other stuff, but maybe not. You're giving us a lot of really good stuff on the Falcons, so we might stick there as well. I wanted to ask you sort of a general question about young rookie pass rushers, and you kind of just talked about historically the body type and all of that. When you see guys' ability to come from college and have success in their first year in the league at that position, is there a similarity that they tend to have? Is it more of an individual basis? Like, what do you see from those guys that have success?
You have to have a power element. Mm. In the NFL, if you don't have a power element, it's hard. You know, if you talk to O-linemen, which I have, offensive tackles, because I've been fortunate enough to do that, they'll tell you that the guys that dance and try to beat them with moves, they just wait for them, because eventually you've got to get through the offensive tackle. So there, if you don't have a power element, and by power I don't mean run through the guy, I mean use your hands. You know, you have to be able to initiate and play off contact. You know, in the NFL, you don't just run around guys. So, you know, that there's multiple ways to have a power element, so there's not one way, but you have to be able to initiate and play off contact. And a lot of college pass rushers, you know, they have to learn that at the NFL level. You know, they have to learn how to use their hands, how to put moves together, how to, you know, understanding how guys are trying to block them. You know, there's a lot of elements that go into it, but it starts with a power element.
Greg, I mean, obviously the big story of the day or the yesterday was Micah Parsons moving on. Now, it's hard to say how does he help Green Bay? Because he's Micah Parsons. But what did you think of the trade? And how do you think Frank's going to fit in? I mean, Frank, how do you think Clark's going to fit in that system? And how do you think they're going to use Micah in the Green Bay system?
Well, I think he fits in any system.
Right. You know, like, yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, he's at his core, he's an edge pass rusher. But we know that they move him around. They did in Dallas anyway. They moved him around quite a bit. They stood him up as a joker. They tried to get him matched up in guards and centers, which is a total mismatch. Jeff Hafley is the DC in Green Bay. They on third down last year, they led the NFL in stunt percentage. They were a heavy stunt team, multiple stunt concepts. I think Micah Parsons fits that really, really well because you can line him up in multiple spots. So, you know, I think he really fits well in Green Bay. You know, the question is, will they move him around as much as Dallas did, or will Jeff Hafley see him more as, hey, let's put him on the edge and let's let him rush the quarterback with Rashawn Gary on the other side and you know, make it difficult? Because, again, now you get into the situation where, depending on the opponent, do they feel that, you know, number one, they've got to slide to Micah? Number two, do they have to keep people in, tight ends and backs? There's not one offensive coordinator, Randy, as you know, that doesn't want to send five out in pure pass situations. And if you have to start keeping people in for protection because you have no pass game if you can't protect, then all of a sudden you're losing the numbers game before you even start the play.
We're still a week away from the Falcons' debut against the Bucs, but obviously we won't talk to you before then. So I did want to get a thought on Tampa, the opening.
Well, you guys can talk to me every week if you like. You know, you can talk to somebody at your
hey,
station.
Man,
you know,
don't be throwing out an open invitation, GC. Now
we're gonna have you on every day, Greg. You're not
yeah,
careful.
You know, but I'm a professional, guys. You know.
Well, let me pick your brain about the Bucs as the Falcons get set to take them on in Week One. What do you see? I know they've won the division the last 4 years in a row. The Falcons did beat them twice last year, but still couldn't beat them in the division. What do you see as some strengths that Tampa is going to have this year, and then maybe where's an area where the Falcons could take advantage?
You know, it's funny you mentioned they beat him twice because that early season game on Thursday night may have been one of Kirk Cousins' best games as a pro.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable the way they pressured him and the way he handled it. You know, what you always have to face when you play the Bucs, you have to deal with Todd Bowles and all the pressure concepts. If you can't handle those, it's very hard to run your offense. So from on that side of the ball, that's number one. Now, they've got a really good run game. I mean, I watched some Bijan Robinson this offseason. I got to tell you, I could easily make the argument that he's the best back in the league overall. I mean, I think the guy is phenomenal. You know, as a runner, as a pass protector, as a receiver, you know, he's not just a check down receiver. He's really, really good. And then they've got really, it's kind of a two-headed monster. Tyler Allgeier does a nice job when he spells Robinson. You know, I think that, you know, they do have what you could argue they do have a fairly complete offense. You know, at the receiver position, I'm sure they'd like a little more, but they're pretty good. You know, so when you play the Bucs, you know, it starts with being able to handle their pressure. On the other side of the ball, you know, Baker Mayfield is a very rhythmic player. When he's at his best, and obviously it's a new coordinator this year, but when he's at his best, everything is rhythmic. So sometimes it's hard to get to him. So now you start getting into, hey, how do you want to play in the secondary? Do you want to play press? Because if you can't get to the quarterback, how do you disrupt the pass game? You've got to disrupt the receivers. So, you know, we'll see. They did play a good amount of press. Terrell's a really good press corner. So we'll see. Will they play a good amount of press and try to disrupt the receivers?
Greg, great stuff. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Greg Cosell there, NFL Films, NFL Network analyst. A lot of good stuff on what the Falcons have and what to look for this season. Then a little on the Bucs ahead of next week as well.
Yeah, I was just scared because I knew we were going to ask about the Bucs. I wanted to ask because the funny question was, is like, Michael fits in anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good fit.
He's a good fit. But no, the thing with Tampa is this. We got to deal with Todd Bowles, and we're going to talk a lot about it next week because it's game week. Deal with his pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And Baker, if you can disrupt Baker, because once if Baker's seeing it, he's going to tear your ass up.
Obviously, Greg's right.
Yes.
When he gets in that rhythm and the momentum,
he's going to tear your ass
up. He'll throw for 350. Yep. He did it to a bunch of teams last year. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. The phone lines are open at 404 726-0929. Load them up. It's a Funk Friday. Last chance to ask us questions this week. We'll answer everything you got coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Last on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
My bad.
Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Thanks again to Greg Cosell for stopping by and giving us a pretty comprehensive breakdown of how the Falcons will handle McGarry being out, what he expects from... I mean, we asked him about all four rookies in the defense. Obviously, the two guys in the secondary. I love what he said about Billy Bowman.
Those are some good,
he wasn't saying direct comparison, but those are some nice names.
Hell yeah, they're the same size as him. Billy's thing is gonna have to be in run support. Because you're that nickel. You getting that funk now. So you're going to have to be able to shock and shed. Shock and shed, Andy. Shock and shed.
I've always been able to shock.
Shock, but you can't shed.
Never been great at shedding. Moses is in Conyers. Hey,
Moses!
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hope y'all have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thanks.
So my question to both of y'all. I'm a diehard Giants fan, so I've seen my fair share of losses. With football season coming up, what do you think is an acceptable time to, quote-unquote, mourn over a loss? Usually if they lose, I'll be disappointed for like a few minutes, but now I kind of get over it. But, you know, you see videos of people smashing TVs or doing something completely insane after a team loses. So as a grown adult, what do you think is an acceptable time to be like, all right, let's just get over the game and get on with life?
I'll tell you
all
this,
right, Moses. Thank you, Moses.
Moses, my son Isaiah is the biggest Giants fan. And he just tries, because every time we talk, they I think the Giants are going to shock people. Y'all sleeping on the Giants. But
how did that happen?
Because I told you he couldn't be a fan of any other team until I retired.
Okay.
And so when I retired, he fell in love with Odell.
Oh, he loves Odell. That makes
sense. And then he became a Giants fan. And I was never going to dye his hair blonde. But I mean, this dude, he was obsessed with Odell.
He wanted the Beckham.
Yes,
haircut?
He wanted the Beckham. I was like, hell no.
Athletes named Beckham and wild bleached haircuts. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Gordon Beckham, maybe.
I don't know. Like, when Georgia loses, I'm straight. I was like, I told you, I stopped getting all like mad and like after the whole thing when we were supposed to go to Miami and they were going to beat the hell out of Notre Dame. Even the last second throw from Tua to Devontae, I just felt like, damn, that sucked.
Well, I would say across the board, don't break your property.
Yeah, like they're not going to reimburse you.
Don't let the game make you so mad that you break something.
I've never broken anything. That you need. Have you ever broken something?
I don't think so.
I've never broken anything. I've never ripped my shirt or thrown my Georgia stuff in the trash can or nothing like that. Never.
I mean, I've thrown stuff away, but not like in rage after a game.
Right.
Like, oh, this shirt's old, has a hole in it, whatever, but not out of rage.
Do you change throughout the game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, maybe not close, but like I'll change seats, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like when Washington was playing Michigan in the championship game a couple years ago, I sat in every surface in my living room.
Right.
Didn't work. Damn. Couldn't tackle number 7. But like, yeah, like a loss like that, I'm going to be mad about that for longer than a normal one, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm like right now just thinking about it, like a little bit still furious.
But like
about,
I always knew we were going to do this.
What?
Win a championship. Like I always knew Georgia was going to win one.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
I always knew that we were going to win one. I was like, we're so close. We're going to eventually get us one.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends on the game and I don't know how I'm feeling that day. I didn't care about the Oregon loss as much last year because we weren't any good and I didn't expect to beat them.
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's up to you. Alexis is in Lithonia. Hey, Alexis.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm good. Long time Buckeye fan since 1979. We're still the national champs, but the only thing I hear is about Arch Manning and Texas. Give me your outcome of the game tomorrow. What do you think is going to happen? Thanks.
Oh, man. Because you were just telling the line moved, right?
Yes. That's what I saw on Twitter from Zeno.
Okay.
That a bunch of money's coming in on Tejas, and the line's now them favored by 1.5.
I think Texas, man. I mean, we're having fun with it, but don't let Arch play good tomorrow and they win.
Right.
It's going to be palooza. I think because they're at home, I love Ohio State to win a close fought game.
Yeah, me too.
But I can see Texas beating them by 2 touchdowns.
My prediction for that game.
Because of the talent.
I don't – we kind of said in the segment where we kind of talked about the games, I think Ohio State wins. Yeah, I mean, I think Ohio State's going to win something like, you know – 24-21 or something like that. 27-24.
I like Texas 21-17.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Texas.
But we're kind of in the same range. Yeah, we're in the same range. The style of game. Yeah, I think that's going to be a really, really hard-nosed game.
Yeah.
Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon, brothers. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
it's Phone Friday, and I know Randy always say you want to call somebody Cat Daddy. Coincidentally, that's my son's nickname. We call him Cat Daddy.
Okay.
And
cool ass kid.
Yeah, he was born like that.
That's
so
awesome.
Speaking of that, he was at flag football practice yesterday, and she's been acting a fool about going to practice this entire week. I guess he said he wanted to show.
Oh man, Shane's gone. That seemed like that was headed in a really good direction. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed. Ed?
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. Sorry. It clicked out there for a second.
No problem.
Hey,
no problem.
transplanted cheesehead here. Okay. And it's interesting. The Packers have done two things in the last 6 months they never do. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Yes. Yep.
And they made a big trade, and they traded draft picks, which they never do. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is, you guys, I'm sure, are aware, they changed out presidents about 6 or 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he essentially told LaFleur and Gutekunst, you know, they had 2 years left on their deal. I'm not extending anybody. And it's interesting, I think Gutekunst, you know, got the message, you know, hey, I might have to do something here. So it's very interesting. But my question is, in the last 70-some years, the Packers have picked 4 receivers in the first round. One was Matthew Golden this past year.
Okay.
Then two others are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
And Javon Walker. And one was in your draft, Randy.
Yeah, Javon Walker. Yeah, Vaughn.
Correct. Yeah. Do you know the other two?
That was drafted in the first round by them.
Was Shannon Sharp a first-round draft pick?
Sterling Sharp. Yes.
Sterling Sharp.
Yes. He was?
Yes.
And
okay.
the other one, guys, is associated really not being a Packer with somebody else. He was drafted in 1977.
Okay.
Who is it?
James Lofton.
Oh, that's right. James played for a lot of teams.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, and Randy, when he played with the Packers, he played 8 years. And they went to the playoffs like once, and they beat the St. Louis Rams. I think it was the Cardinals at the time. So anyway, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Abe. All right, but
and then James Lofton went on to do broadcast.
Bills. Yep, went to Buffalo Bills.
He was on Westwood One broadcast for years and did a really good job.
No, but you look at their last, because the Packers don't do stuff like this. But you look at the couple times that they've done something like this. Obviously, the Reggie White thing
worked out.
Charles Woodson. They went and got Woody.
Yeah, I do.
And then Woody, they went Defensive Player of the Year, went in Super Bowl. So,
So here you go. Yeah. That's the thing about the Packers is
they're strategic.
They are. They're smart. Yeah. I mean, they're conservative. They don't go all in all the time, but they've been in the mix for about 40 years now.
Yep.
35 since I've been a fan. Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hello.
Thank God it is Football Friday.
Yes, sir.
The season is here.
Yes, sir.
So randomly, I looked down at my leg and I see a scar that's about 3 inches long, and it brought back memories from a rock climbing incident where I almost died.
Oh,
do you have a scar with a story behind it that was like, oh boy, that was a doozy?
Yes.
Jamie, sure. I'm sure we
might go ahead.
My body's full of them. I remember I got one on my leg. We were, and everybody knows from Griffin, back in the day, we used to go to the Griffin pool. And Griffin pool is the reason why I don't get in public pools that much anymore. It got to be on a resort or something like that. But other than that, I'm not getting no public city pool, because if you've been to Griffin Pool,
what happened?
You can smell the.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But we were leaving Griffin Pool, and I was running, and I tripped over a long tree root. And it was a glass bottle that was broken. It fell on it, went in my leg and everything. Every time I just look at it, I just remember that smell of pee, though.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone look at it.
Gross.
Yeah, man. Ooh, well, everybody know that damn group who were nasty as hell.
I told you about the avocado mishap earlier in the show. That's right there on my index finger. You can't see this one, but I have a scar on the top of my head from, I think I was 5 at daycare, and this kid threw like a toy, one of those big toy pop guns.
Mm-hmm.
He threw it across the yard, and I tried to duck out of the way, and it hit me right in the top of the head. And obviously, it hurt very badly. I popped up. I put my hand on my head. My hands were just covered in blood. I obviously freaked out because I was 5 years old. So I ran to the lady's house who was watching us. Was like some lady my mom was paying to babysit us. She was like, she was so freaked out. Like I ran into the door covered in blood.
Did Barbara cut the hell up?
I don't know what happened when my mom picked me up. But like she had to take me to the hospital to get staples in my head because my head was split open. I still touch that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's never good when you have to get that phone call.
No, I was like, that's why I said, did Barbara go ballistic on that?
I don't know what she did. I don't think I stayed at that place for very long. Scott's in Peachtree City. Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Well, it's Friday. I don't have a happy hour question, but I do have a food related question. Okay. Let's hypothesize that you can go to a single drive-thru and order any food you want from any fast food restaurant. You pick one entree, one side, one dessert, and one beverage. You can combine any mix and match from any restaurant. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Okay. Nice. That's a good one.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Give me Big Chick Chicken.
Okay.
Give me Big Chick. All right.
They got a drive-thru?
No. They have a window. Not drive through. All right, let me have Big Chick Chicken Wings. Let me get Checker Fries. I don't want to drink soda.
No.
Yeah, I don't drink soda.
Shake anywhere?
I don't drink shakes either.
When I do, which I very rarely do, I really like Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Hey, bro, what's that place that you told us about where you can drive through and get the margaritas? And give me that right there.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Just go through one of the drive through liquor huts in Louisiana.
Yeah,
and give me a margarita.
Yeah, give me
all right, so give me some liquor hut liquor.
Yeah.
Liquor barn.
Liquor barn.
Liquor barn liquor.
Liquor barn good. Liquor.
I would have to get fries from Arby's, the curly fries from Arby's. I like a McFlurry. McFlurries are pretty good when the machine works. Yeah. It doesn't always work.
And if McFlurry's I do get a dessert, give me a Reese's Pieces Oreo Blizzard. I mean, Reese's Pieces Blizzard.
Blizzards are good, too. And I like a Whopper.
Yes.
I like the flame-broiled Whopper.
You know that's a spray, right?
I don't know. I had to say something.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten a hamburger from a fast food restaurant in 20 years.
So if I could get Taco Bell to bring back the relicensed the Choco Taco. Oh,
God. Now, what's that? That's a dessert?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Choco Taco.
They used to be able to get those from the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't make them anymore.
Really?
Like at all. Not just Taco Bell.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Now you're stuck with cinnamon twists.
Bring back the Choco Taco for Abe and all of us. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It looks like it's going to be a rumble here in Atlanta between DragonCon and Abe's Run Club. And I'm taking the DragonCon.
Is that a little Frozen in there?
Yes.
I hear a little Elsa in there? Roddy DeBossi made me laugh earlier today. He said Gunnar Stockton literally knows when the cows come home.
Yes.
Because he has cows.
Yes, he does.
Other than Maven, nobody really knows what makes John Fricke happy.
Nothing.
Abe sure doesn't.
No.
He knows what makes him mad.
And there's nothing like a mouth bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 like that.
Yes. Nothing like about.
Hey, enjoy football this weekend.
And be careful and be safe, man.
Look and out. Don't forget, Monday off.
I don't need you to remind me, dog. I told you, man. I sleep with the woman who reminds me the most, and you need to leave me alone, Abe.
Abe's on tomorrow.
Y'all have fun. Y'all be safe, man.
Talk to you Monday. Tuesday. Talk to you Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.